The Astor Gates.
A return to my native land. At the end of daybreak. Beat it, I said to him. You cop. You lousy pig. Beat it. I detest the flunkies of order and the cockchafers of hope. Beat it. Evil gree-gree. You bedbug of a petty monk. Then I turned toward paradises lost for him and his kin, calmer than the face of a woman telling lies. And there, rocked by the flux of a never-exhausted thought, I nourished the wind. I unlaced the monsters and heard rise. From the other side of disaster, a river of turtle doves and savanna clover, which I carry forever in my depths, height deep as the 20th floor of the most arrogant houses, and as a guard against the putrefying force of crepuscular surroundings, surveyed night and day by a cursed venereal sun. At the end of daybreak, burgeoning with frail coves, the hungry Antilles, the Antilles pitted with smallpox, the Antilles dynamited by alcohol, stranded in the mud of this bay, in the dust of this town, sinisterly stranded. At the end of daybreak, the extreme, deceptive, desolate Escher on the wound of the waters, the martyrs who do not bear witness, the flowers of blood that fade and scatter in the empty wind, like the screeches of babbling parrots, an aged life mendaciously smiling, its lips opened by vacated agonies, an aged poverty rotting under the sun silently, an aged silence bursting with tepid pestules. The awful futility of our raison d'etre. At the end of daybreak, on this very fragile earth thickness exceeded in a humiliating way by its grandiose future, the volcanoes will explode. The naked water will bear away the ripe sun stains, and nothing will be left but a tepid, bubbling, pecked at by seabirds, the beach of dreams, and the insane awakening. At the end of daybreak, this town sprawled flat, toppled from its common sense, inert, winded under its geometric weight, of an eternally renewed cross, indocile to its fate, mute, vexed, no matter what, incapable of growing with the juice of this earth, self-conscious, clipped, reduced, in breach of fauna and flora.